With tonight's release of The Force Awakens, the newest Star Wars movie, we sought some perspective from the Northridge, the local Star Wars fan club. According to Chris Solecki, the group formed in 2002 after members connected through an online message forum called theforce.net. What started off as a chance to gather to show off costumes has turned into a force of its own. Organizations often seek them out to help promote events. They helped lead the charge for Star Wars Nights with the Buffalo Bisons. The events have sold out Coca-Cola Field each of the last three seasons. Chris Solecki shared with us his first connection with Star Wars.
My parents took me when I was 2 years old to say that I was there. I don't recall much of my first time seeing it, but I do recall when it was re-released in 1980. So I've been fortunate enough to see all six of the original movies in the theater. This year, I get to take my boys for the first time. So I get to see how they experience it and see their excitement.
It sounds like you're just as excited about that as the movie itself.
You know, it's part of it's more that part for me. You know, seeing it with my friends, but seeing it with my boys. It's another generation. So now it's my parents saw it, I saw it, and now my kids get to experience it.
Of course, you are deep-seated in your love for Star Wars. You did mention how many people do embrace the costumes and the characters. What about for you?
I'm fortunate enough that I spent the time to do my research, and I costume as Empire Strikes Back Darth Vader. From head to toe, I am Vader when I dress up. I look like him, I try to walk like him, and I even talk like Darth Vader in the movies.
And so I can imagine people don't mess with you too much.
You know, believe it or not, little girls adore me and don't hesitate to come to me for pictures, and sometimes the little boys are a little intimidated.
Chris, I appreciate your good spirit in this regard. And finally, what are your expectations of the movie?
I'm looking for a big wow factor. I just want to see how they're going to hand the torch off from the original characters to the new characters. You know, I've tried my best to remain spoiler-free, but I know that, you know, I still can't tell what the storyline is from all the trailers that they've been leaking. My expectations are this is going to blow everybody away, you know, and I don't think it's going to fall short of that. We get a new Star Wars movie for the next 5 years that we know about, so we can all plan for that. Star Wars is not going away anytime soon.
And how about for the Northridge, any special celebration or in anticipation of the movie?
Well, due to some of the recent activities in the world and some things that happened in theaters, a lot of the theaters have asked to keep costumes and replica weapons at home.
You know, make your pitch, Chris. Like you said, there are those who just aren't as into Star Wars. Believe it or not, there might even be a couple of people who haven't seen any of the Star Wars. What's in it for them? What should draw them to the Star Wars stories?
It's a timeless story that is for everyone. It's for children of all ages, from 0 to 100. You know, it's a family film that you can enjoy together, and that you don't have to explain to children what's happening afterwards. You know, it's a space story. It's something that is full of imagination, you know, and creativity. It's for everyone.
Chris Solecki of the Northridge, thank you very much for joining us and talking some Star Wars with us this morning.
Thank you.